When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome back to the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast. I'm Chris Carter here with Dale Lolly, breaking it down for you as always on DKPittsburghSports.com podcasting platform. You can download us anywhere, but especially on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, because we are available for free on all of those. Dale, it's another week, and it seems like it's just another week of blows going to the Steelers roster. You know, you found out throughout the week, Joe Haig, you know, one of their reserve offensive linemen had to go on the COVID-19 list. You found out TJ Watt early in the week had to go on the COVID-19 list. And then you find out that Cam Hayward's dealing with an illness. He wasn't able to practice Friday. Isaiah Loudermilk's in the same boat. This is just a team that continues to take blow after blow. Joe Hayden's still not going to be back for this game. You know, you asked this question to Cam Hayward after the Lions game when they tied. You know, how many blows is it? How many people is it too? You know, until it's too much, until it's a tipping point. Cam gave the answer. Well, you know, it's all 53. That's the answer you're supposed to give as the athlete. But realistically, you know, there's a breaking point for all of this, and I'm starting to think the Steelers passed that breaking point a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't have great depth this year to begin with because of the situation they had with the salary cap. You know, so when you reach a certain number of issues, particularly, you know, it's been on the defensive line, you know, it becomes a problem, and it is a problem for them. Injuries aren't an excuse. You're still expected to perform. You know, we'll see what happens on Sunday against the Ravens. I would expect the Steelers to come forth with a better, I'm not going to say effort. Everybody says effort. It's not about effort. It's about a performance, a better performance than what they had last week in Cincinnati. You know, but, you know, will it be good enough? I don't know. I don't think the Ravens are as good as their 8-3 record suggests. If you look at their stats, the stats aren't great. They're one of the worst teams in the league against the pass. Mm-hmm. They're one of the worst teams in the league in turnover ratio. You know, there's a lot there that the Ravens are kind of very similar to last year's Steeler team that started 11-0 and then kind of faded down the stretch. I see a lot of similarities there between this Ravens team and that Steelers team. You know, that being said, the Steelers still have to go out there and find a way to try to win this football game.
Now, here's the thing. Typically, when guys are out, you start leaning on your other strengths, right? But as we talked about leading into this, you know, this season, they were only going to have but so many strengths. One strength that I think that they have to rely on in this game is they might need Ben Roethlisberger to step up. I mean, so you're talking about the worst passing defense in the NFL this year, at least giving up the most passing yards per game. The Steelers got to find a way to unlock that. You know, in the last game, especially, they were not able to get Najee Harris going. Now, granted, because they went down big early to the Bengals. They didn't even try to. But
they had three first half carries before they ran them twice right before the 2-minute warning.
Right.
Three.
Yeah, that was a problem. But I could see this also being a problem because whereas the Bengals defense is talented, they do have good players on their roster. The Ravens have two guys up front, Calais Campbell and Brandon Williams, who are just complete run stuffers. They used to give you know, Marquise Pouncey and David DeCastro problems even when they were in their primes, and now you're asking this young offensive line to take that on. I think that's a lot to be asking of this group, and it may require them to say, hey, you know what, let's try to attack where they're weakest. You know, there's a chance that Marlon Humphrey might not play in this game, and they're already
he's playing.
Okay, well, then even if he does play, they are down several guys. Marcus Peters is out for the season. You know, they're going to be struggling in the secondary. That's where they've been struggling. You have to find a way to unlock that. Just a question, a matter of, can Ben Roethlisberger do that?
Yeah, and there's been games where it looked like, yeah, he could do that. There have been games where, you know, it hasn't looked as good, you know, that including last week. So, you know, they've just been inconsistent. And, you know, the line is what it is. You knew going into the season you were going to have to play the Ravens twice, you know, and so it's going to be tough sledding. There's no doubt about it. But you have to find a way to make things work. You have to find a way to win the football game. That's the bottom line.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think that's where, you know, the Steelers as an organization, you know, even guys, not necessarily the new guys that just got here, but some of the guys that are younger and, you know, TJ Watt, he's been here. As long as he's been here, the Steelers have been a competitive team and, you know, they're 5-5-1. They are competitive by definition right now, but there's still a point where things might get different on you if you keep dropping games. I mean, they were, you know, they're at a point now where, if they lose this game, they'll have a losing record and they still have a lot of tough opponents coming up on the schedule. And they got a short week coming up because they got the Vikings on Thursday Night Football. That's a lot to ask of this team. And I'm not so sure many of these guys have had to handle that type of situation in a season yet. You know, like the only time over the past, what, four seasons they missed the playoffs was 2019, or no, they missed it in 2018, but still they were in it to the last week of the season. And, you know, in 2019, that was kind of a giveaway season where you had Ben Roethlisberger out anyways.
Yeah, I mean, this is a definite character check for the Steelers franchise in this game. You know, I think when you look at it, you know, what are you made of? You know, that last performance was putrid.
Yeah.
It was just awful. You know, people were asking, well, why didn't you see that coming? Who saw that coming? And you know, when you have a franchise, you know, franchiser that prides itself on being competitive year in and year out, you find ways to bounce back from that. Earlier this season, the Ravens were beaten by the Bengals at home. It was 45-17. They bounce back and they win, you know, the game after that. So you got to find ways to get over it and move on. And you know, from everything they've said, the Steelers have said that now. Whether they're talented enough right now as constructed, if TJ Watt doesn't play, I expect Cam Hayward to play, but no Joe Hayden in this game. You know, we'll see. You know, it's really kind of gotten away from them since Kevin Dotson got hurt. And you wouldn't think that Kevin Dotson is, you know, that important to them, or, you know, that offensive line, but they haven't run the ball as well the last three games. So, you know, he's been out. You know, it makes a difference. It shouldn't be that tight. But again, because of those salary cap restrictions in the offseason, you know, who's the middle class on this team?
It's a good question.
There is no middle class on this team. It's stars and it's, you know, it's guys that are on their rookie contract. So there's really nothing there in the middle. You know, it's funny, the last 3 weeks they've played. They'll have played Matt Filer, Joe Hayden, and Al Villanueva and back to in three consecutive weeks. And, you know, those guys were their middle class kind of, you know, over the past few years. They were the guys making the Mike Hilton. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Who'd I say?
You
said
Matt
Filer. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Yeah. I was like, wait a second. No, but I'm with you. But you're right. They had to pay the big guys to stick around. You know, TJ Watt just got his contract. They got to be aware.
It wasn't even about that. They just had to get cap compliant this year because of the situation. And the cap went down. You know, it was a matter of trying to put a competitive group on the field this year. You know, after the last game, you know, everybody, well, they're not competitive. Well, they've been competitive all season long. They had a bad game. So,
I mean, and you look at their other losses. I mean, sure, they've lost by double digits to other opponents, but, you know, they've been at least been competitive. You know, that was the first time that you remember, like, dang, that makes me think of what, like, was it the 2018, you know, the 2018 season opener, 2019 season opener against the Patriots, like, you know, some of the beatdowns they took from them over the years. That's how that felt, but those only came but so often. you know, and oftentimes there was something wild that went along with it, whether Ben Roethlisberger was out or this guy was out, or, you know, or this just, it was just a bad week and they'd bounce back from it. But, you know, this has been an organization that's found ways to bounce back from things. We heard from Joe Schobert in the middle of the week saying Mike Tomlin spoke a little bit louder in the Monday meetings. There's been, you know, they went to some, you know, to a padded practice on Wednesday. They've been emphasizing trying to get back to the basics and do those things. And, you know, and guys, you know, have kind of not fully gone in and acknowledged, you know, that they heard, you know, the words of like Ryan Clark, Chris Hoke, and former Steelers who were voicing their opinions on things. But, you know, they don't, they've also said like, we don't need that. Like we know we stink right now. We know that was a bad performance. We have to wash that off of us. And I think that that's where their minds are right now. And you know, it's, you know, a lot of people, there's no magic pill. There's no magic wand that you wave and say, oh, you guys will play better. They just got, they got to go out there and they got to execute. And that's going to, it's going to come down to, and sometimes it's a lot simpler than people make it out to be.
Yeah. And bad games happen. You know, everybody's had them. You can look across the league this year. There's been some ridiculous, you know, scores, coming out of some games this year. The Bengals had, you know, had one of those games against, against the Jets of all teams. So it happens. So we'll see how the Steelers bounce back on Sunday.
Absolutely. We'll see how they bounce back Sunday. We will get to our picks in just a moment here, right here on the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast with Chris Carter and Dale Lolly. Back here on the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast, I'm Chris Carter here with Dale Lolly on DKPittsburghSports.com. Remember, you can download all of our shows, including this show, but all of our shows, including the Daily Shots and every other show that we host on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, anywhere podcasts are hosted. Now, Dale, let's get right to let's get right to these picks right here in the NFL. You know, Thursday night kind of happened what was predicted there. The 20, you know, Cowboys found a way to win, but their offense, can people continue to not be sure about what's going to go on there. We'll see how that plays out the rest of the year. But let's get through some of the easy games first, the games that people are going to be less concerned with, unless there's an upset there. 8-3 Buccaneers at 5-6 Falcons. It's tough for me to see how the Falcons are sitting at 5-6 right now with the way that they've played this season. They've taken some butt whoopings. I think the Buccaneers continue that, and Tom Brady continues his terrorizing of the city of Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, they're the worst team in the league in DVOA. They stink. They've beaten some bad football teams. I'll take the Bucs.
Then you're moving from the 9-2 Cardinals, who are supposedly going to get Kyler Murray back, against the 4-7 Bears. Listen, I know that you've been giving me crap all season about saying the Bears might be a playoff team. Again, I didn't say they definitely would be. I just said that they had a chance to be, and they are certainly not that.
Technically, so did the Jets. Yeah, everybody has a chance to be a playoff team when the season starts. Hey, I'm just telling you, there was no chance.
Well, you were right about that one, because they are 4-7 hosting the Cardinals, and they're about to be 4-8. The Cardinals are going to romp these guys.
Yeah, I'll take the Cardinals.
Now, here's your first game that gets interesting. The 6-5 Chargers at the 7-4 Bengals. I'm still going with the Bengals here, but this is a game where the Chargers need, because that AFC West is competitive, and the AFC itself is competitive. They're going to need to find ways to get out, to score on this Bengals team, because the Chargers that were very fortunate. The Steelers could not really run the ball on them the way that other teams have this year. The Bengals show they have a rushing offense. They love to get it to Joe Mixon. They will exploit that. I think that could be a big factor which gets the win here. But do you see the Bengals continuing their winning streak here, or do you think the Chargers come out on top?
Well, here's the thing. If you look back, when the Steelers the Bengals beat the Steelers earlier this season, they went to Jacksonville and won by 3. Mm-hmm. When they beat the Ravens earlier this season, the next week they played the Jets and got smoked by the Jets. Mm-hmm. Can they handle success?
It's a good question.
I don't know. You know, that being said, that the Chargers can't stop the run. The Bengals have run Joe Mixon 58 times the last 2 weeks. I got to go with the home team on this one, even though I think this could be an upset there.
Yeah, I'm right with you. There could definitely be an upset there. You never know. Again, the Bengals have played, you know, poorly in some odd situations this year, like that Jets game, like the Jaguars game. So something to definitely keep an eye on. Let's move along. This game's not really too many people are going to watch this one. It's NFC North, 5-6 Vikings at 0-10-1 Lions. I'm going with the Vikings. I know they got some injuries. Dalvin Cook's been down. This is a game where the Lions, again, they're just too beat up. If nothing else, the Vikings can throw their way out of this game.
Yeah, the Vikings win this game.
Moving along, Colts at Texans, 6-6 Colts at 2-9 Texans. Colts almost took it to the Buccaneers, but I think they do take it to the Texans here. They should have enough to win this game. Jonathan Taylor is going to be balling.
They should win the game. It's a 10-point spread. I like the Texans with the points.
Oh, yeah, it'll be closer than
too many
that.
Points. I'll take the Colts.
Next up, we got about two odd teams, the 4-7 Giants at the 5-7 Dolphins. All of a sudden, the Dolphins are fighting their way back to try to be relevant this season. The Giants have pulled off a couple upsets, but I'm going with the Dolphins. I think their defense is playing a lot better this year. I think they'll be able to get after Daniel Jones. Their offense will do just enough in this game to cause problems for the Giants defense. That's why I'm going Miami.
Well, it'd be really surprising if they get after Daniel Jones because he's not playing. It's Mike Glennon.
There you go. Never mind. It's even worse for them.
So, yeah, the Dolphins are going to win.
Well, there you go. The Dolphins are going to crush them.
Carter not paying attention.
Oh, excuse me. I'm going to bail you out. I'm literally covering a college basketball game while we record this as I get ready to fly to the ACC championship game. The hours after.
You know what excuses are like, Carter?
You know what? They're like burgers because I really want one right now. Jeez. Anyways, moving to the green and white teams, I had the Eagles playing the Jets. I had the Eagles beating the Jets in this game. The Eagles at 5-7, the Jets at 3-8. But I've been hearing about Jalen Hurts maybe being hurt. And if he does play, he'd be injured anyways. Man, the Jets have had some of those weird wins this season. This is starting to look like it might be one of those. But here's my problem with that: Zach Wilson's supposedly going to play in this game. Zach Wilson, I don't believe in that guy at all. I'm sticking with Philly.
Yeah, I'm taking Eagles.
All right, now here's a good survivor pick if you saved up the Rams for this point of the season. They're taking on the Jaguars. The Rams may have been struggling lately. They lost to the Packers. They've lost three in a row, I believe. But now they get to play the Jaguars. They'll snap that this week.
Yeah, the Rams should just run all over them. That should be not close.
Now, here's an interesting game with two teams going in two different directions. Washington has rebounded. They've been able to get themselves back to relevance with a 5-6 record. Meanwhile, the Raiders have fallen from grace. They used to be one of the top teams in the AFC. Now they're sitting at 6-5, and they're on a losing streak.
They beat the Cowboys last week.
Oh, that's right. They beat the Cowboys. I forgot that they
– I got to correct you again, Carter. That was
weird. Excuse me again. I'm trying to do the live file as I record this. Thank you, Dale. Anyways, we got the 5-6 Washington football team. The Raiders may have pulled that off, but I'm going with Washington. I think Taylor Heineke and that team, they're going to be able to find ways to get things going against the Raiders. The Raiders have been struggling ever since all the scandals have come out with Arnett and Ruggs and Gruden. I think that's going to be enough. I think Washington wins in a squeaker.
Yeah, I think Antonio Gibson has a big day, and they win.
Mm-hmm. All right, Niners at Seahawks. I had somebody pick the Seahawks in this game, and I was like, I'm sorry. I don't see it. And listen, I love me some Russell Wilson, but – I ain't seen enough.
Not
from
this
him.
Year.
Yeah. I ain't seen enough from him to say he's going to overcome whatever the heck is going on with him, with his hand and the pins in his hand and all that stuff. So there's that. So I'm going with the Niners easily in this one.
Yeah. I got to go with the Niners as well. The Seahawks are in a bad place right now.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens to that organization during the offseason. Moving to Sunday Night Football, Broncos at Chiefs. Broncos are 6-5. I keep forgetting that they're 6-5, but they're not going to be 7-5. I have the Chiefs winning this one at home. Even though the Broncos have pulled off some upsets this year, I don't think they'll be doing it this week.
Yeah, I can't take the Broncos in this one. Got to take the Chiefs.
Then finally, Monday Night Football, 8-4 Patriots at 7-4 Bills. The Patriots have been on the rise. The Bills, this is supposed to be their year. They need to win this game to prove it's their year. I'm going with the Patriots. I think that they have some stuff cooking right now. I also think the Bills, they're a little too inconsistent. I think when they play each other late in the season, the Bills will return the favor. But right now, the Patriots are too hot.
I'll take the Bills at home.
I get it. I think the Bills will end up being a better team this year. The way these two teams have been playing, the way they've been trending, I'll be going.
They're going to be a better team this year. They better win this one because New England's schedule is garbage.
Oh boy, there you go. But again, they get to play each other later in the season, so I do think that they'll get it.
They're not going to split.
You don't think so?
I like the Bills to win them both.
Okay, all
I think
right.
They're a better football team.
I think they will be. I think the Bills got to prove it this year because they've been they've had
Patriots
their
don't.
I mean, the Patriots.
What are they proving?
Them. Well,
they could blow out the Jets twice.
Well, they're 8-4. They're 8-4. Dale, I didn't have them getting this far. I thought they would falter against plenty of these other teams. I'm not saying the Patriots are world beaters or anything like that, but I am saying I didn't think they'd get there. I'm going winning this game. You know what? Because the Bills have had letdown games. They're not going to let down this week. Okay.
You think you're going to let down against the Patriots? Come on, man.
I mean, who have the Bills let down to this year? The Colts? The Jaguars? I don't know, man.
The Patriots lost to the Dolphins in week one, so let's not crown them.
No, I agree. I'm not crowning the Patriots. I'm just saying this.
The Bills are the better football team.
The Bills will win this week. Okay, well, there you go. Dale has them winning this week. That's that. Let's go back here because we're going to the Steelers game. Steelers, Ravens, 8-3 at 5-5-1. I think we've kind of both led on to where we're going with this game. The Ravens, I'm with you. They're not this, they're not this team that's a superpower in the AFC, even though they're up there in the standings. I think that when they start playing some of the teams that are up there this season, who it is their year, I think they're going to run into some serious trouble. But this is a week where the Steelers, they needed TJ Watt back. They need Cam Hayward to be 100%. I think they really needed Joe Hayden to help them solidify the secondary. And they need this passing off. They need this offense period to start clicking this week. This is a big week for the Steelers, but I still have them losing it close. It's going to be a Justin Tucker field goal in the end that puts them up. I have the Ravens winning 23-20.
I have the Ravens winning 20-17. I think, I could see it going the other way. I think it's a field goal game, one way or the other. I just think the Ravens are in a bad place right now as well. They've scored 3 touchdowns in their last 36 offensive possessions.
They're averaging 12 points a game over their last 3 games.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson has been, his first half was great. First 5 games of the season were great. The last 5, not so good. They're going to have to run the football. And, they will run the football against the Steelers team. The Steelers will get theirs going through the air. And as we've seen, when you do it that way, sometimes that leads to an interception here or there. I got the Ravens winning.
Absolutely. There are your picks this week here on the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast. I'm Chris Carter. He's Dale Lolly. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's been another exciting week. Stay tuned. Tomorrow, of course, I'll have the H2P podcast breaking down what happened at the ACC championship game. I have to get ready to go there to Charlotte as we speak. But Dale, thanks for doing the show. As always, remember to download this show on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, anywhere podcasts are hosted. And check us out. We'll be back in your ears next week on the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast.